Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
A Center City store left in shambles after a group of teens ransacked the place.
The store owner is saying that more than a dozen kids took part in throwing items off shelves and even attacked him.
Tuesday night.
One of the things that I try to touch on this channel often enough so that you guys can understand it is the idea that sometimes, especially with younger offenders, especially but not limited to male offenders, the motivation behind a certain act of criminality, a certain act of destruction can be no more elaborate or interesting than just the criminals enjoyed committing the crime. They were trying to have fun. And this is an idea that was actually popularized by the late Colin Flaherty. Now, it often gets overlooked both by his detractors and by his supporters, but what Colin Flaherty would often say in relation to the knockout game is that the key part about it is not the fact that they're knocking people out. It's the fact that it is a game to be played. And you can see that in the results of these particular crimes. You can see that in surveillance video, which captures the faces of these kids post these crimes, and it's obvious, it's clear, they're smiling from ear to ear, and it just makes way more sense than this idea put forward by the left-wing media that all these kids are Aladdin, and in fact, they're only completely obliterating stores, knocking people out, robbing them, and then stomping on them after they're clearly unconscious and defeated due to the fact that they want to provide bread for their family. People want there to be these explainable, sensible motivations, but in reality, in actuality, and I don't want to gender this too much, but a lot of men know exactly what I mean. For teenagers, sometimes you have fun doing really messed up stuff, and this gets completely out of hand, and you end up with circumstance after circumstance, like we're seeing in Philadelphia. And by the way, Philadelphia is just covering three of these instances. I could cover news from almost any day in the city of Philadelphia, two similar results, because that's how common it is. And by the way, it is particularly common amongst young black men in the United States of America. So let us not be ambiguous about that fact. Now, we're going to get into this segment. We're going to talk about these crimes. I'm going to show you, present to you the evidence of the enjoyment of this criminality so you can see it for yourself. But before we do that, really quickly, thank you to my members over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join. This one is for you.
Yeah, Cheyenne Gray, we spoke to the store employee. He says nearly two dozen young people stormed the store. They stole merchandise. They even punched him in the face. They say during all of this, a lookout held the door shut during the duration of the robbery and attack.
So first and foremost, one of the things that I want to point out that the media just gets wrong here is the idea that the lookout was holding the door closed. No, this was a participant in the crime. I'm sure they were looking out for the law enforcement that is never going to come in the city of Philadelphia. But in actuality, what this person was ensuring was that there would be no escape for the store owner, who of course was assaulted.
This store, 10th and Chestnut, ransacked tonight by 15 to 20 young people. The suspect stole glass hookahs and assaulted the store employee, striking him multiple times in the face. It happened after 6 p.m.
Now, two things from that portion of the segment are incredibly important, although one of them I'm completely being ridiculous about. So the first one is that yes, they assaulted and repeatedly attacked the store owner in this case. Again, going to my theory that the so-called lookout was actually somebody holding the door in order to prevent an escape, because as I said before, this is about doing as much damage as possible, and that damage is not limited to property. Also, and this is incredibly important, the local news is ridiculous. This is not a glass hookah.
This store, 10th and Chestnut, ransacked tonight by 15 to 20 young people. The suspect stole glass hookahs.
Now, you might say, technically, maybe, kinda, sort of, maybe it is a glass hookah, but let's be honest, this is a bong. What was happening was these kids were stealing bongs, because I don't know if you guys know this, they're not frequenters of the hookah lounges, they are pot smokers. They wanted to steal some stuff in order to smoke pot. But again, this 15 to 20 people could have easily just did a quick grab and take off, and they would have likely never been caught. The store owner wouldn't have been able to capture even one of them because they're mobbed up and they would have just attacked him if it had come to that. But that is not how they set up this crime from the jump. They came in, they started smashing stuff, they had somebody hold the door closed, they went out of their way to attack the person behind the desk, because what they wanted to do is inflict as much pain as possible, because this was meant to be enjoyed. This is a mob activity. And again, if you're somebody who is male that used to be a teenager, you understand this semi-destructive nature, maybe not to this extent, that you would have had for your entertainment when you were at around that age.
And commuters today reacted.
Anytime there's no actual sense to any of the aggressiveness that anybody, kids or anybody, shows, it's obviously a concern, because it's hard to figure out a way to avoid it and to keep yourself safe and to keep others safe.
So I have to give this person a lot of credit that they just interviewed on the street. And by the way, normally when they interview people on the street, they're not the best and brightest. They're not sending their best. But this guy cuts to a very key component of these kind of stories that I want to touch on in a minute. Now, we all know that certain perpetrators don't get covered by the media for politically correct reasons. No doubt about it. These were the perpetrators involved in this incident. But also, and this is incredibly crucial, what he said about lacking a sensible motivation, making people uncomfortable.
Anytime there's no actual sense to any of the aggressiveness that anybody, kids or anybody, shows, it's obviously a concern, because it's hard to figure out a way to avoid it and to keep yourself safe.
Is 100% true. One of the reasons why we hear about poverty and systemic structures and structural systemicisms is due to the fact that people are uncomfortable with the idea that sometimes a crime motivation is not linear. Sometimes it's not as simple as I'm in need, therefore I stole bread for my starving family. Sometimes, again, it is done for fun. The victims are picked out semi-randomly, and it is to be done in such a way that you create as much chaos as possible. And that's what happened in this scenario. And what he said about not being able to avoid this type of mob crime is 100% accurate. And it is true, because you might think, oh, well, I don't work in a store, I don't own a store, so no big deal. But in this segment, they cover two other stories of people being attacked just randomly on the street.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't be walking these streets alone personally if I'm not with him.
Now, another thing that I find to be absolutely crucial is this woman right here talking about how she doesn't feel safe walking on the streets. One of the things that also doesn't get emphasized by people on my side, honestly, is the fact that most people in these black areas don't want to be victimized by criminals either. This is a black woman, obviously, and she's not into the idea that women can be knocked out and robbed and then stomped out, all for the entertainment of teenagers within the community. That is not something she's on board with. And the overwhelming majority of black people don't want this to happen. This is one of the reasons why it's incredibly crucial that we continue to have policing in this area, amplify policing where it's needed, and get people on board. And luckily enough, 80% of the black population of this country is not in favor of defunding the police. They're in favor of keeping funding the same or increasing funding for the police, because they have to deal with the consequences of this criminality. The media doesn't like to talk about black crime, but that doesn't mean the people in these communities want to be victimized by that same crime.
Yeah. Just today, in a separate investigation, Philadelphia police released video of this brutal assault of a 33-year-old woman from February 23rd at 15th and Chestnut. She was punched, kicked, and stomped on.
Now, I had to just completely block block out the screen, even though the local news blurred the video that they broadcast, because YouTube's terms of service are ridiculous and absurd, and they would age restrict the hell out of me. But I do recommend that you guys go into the description of this video under where it says sources, which is something you could do.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
In any one of my videos, you can do it on podcast form and all that. And watch it for yourself, because what you see is a group of teenagers or 20-year-olds or whatever. I can't really place their age. They knock this woman out cold. They take her stuff. And then after that, even though 33-year-old woman, there's about 5 or 6 of them, they continually assault her. They stomp on her head. They continually to hit her. What is the purpose behind that? If you're going to argue that they just wanted money, why are they stomping on her head after they get the money? It's so that everyone amongst the group can get a lick in, because they're all trying to enjoy themselves. And one of the ways you know this to be true is the fact that we have video of these guys shortly after, surveillance video, that shows their expression when they're amongst themselves just after the crime. Now, it's not somber like, oh no, I had to do this, but I got kids to feed and there's so poor people in my area that just need bread. I need the bread for my family. It's enjoyment. It smiles ear to ear. Look at it for yourself.
The perpetrators are seen on video smiling, some on bikes and some with masks covering their faces.
They're smiling. They're laughing. They're excited. It's guys and gals. They're all having a good time. And I guarantee you, it's not because this woman had thousands upon thousands of dollars that made the robbery worth it for such a large group. They did this for the enjoyment of this. They targeted this woman. They wanted to inflict pain on her. And that's why after she was completely incapacitated, after she was out cold, face down, didn't know what hit her, they continue to assault her. They continue to stomp on her, because again, it's for the entertainment. It's for the enjoyment. The knockout game is as much about the game as it is about knocking people out. And we need to address that, because when we pretend that these are victims of circumstance and not people actively going out to perpetrate harm, we end up with worse and worse results. And because this is in Philadelphia and it's covered by DA Alvin Bragg, you can bet your bottom dollar none of these people are going to be prosecuted appropriately, because what Bragg and a bunch of these left-wing district attorneys actually think is that we need to cut the kids' breaks, because if we prosecute them, if we hold them accountable, if there are consequences for their actions, then that will be putting them in a pipeline to go to prison. Meanwhile, what's actually happening is the lack of accountability is enhancing their levels of violence. We talk a lot about how places across this country aren't as bad as the 1990s. Well, I got news for you. Philadelphia is worse than the 1990s. It's worse than it's ever been. Record homicides. And this is largely due to the fact that not only are these kids just allowed to do whatever they want, but the district attorney is actively enabling them, dropping cases, reducing charges, and as a matter of policy, not holding young people accountable for their actions.
Police are also still searching for the suspects of this February 5th attack in the well-lit block of 18th and Addison. The female victim was violently shoved to the ground, and for nearly a minute, she was beaten and robbed.
Now, the next video, again, I blurred it out, but I do want to point out that if you go to the link in the description and watch this, again, it's all part of the same local news segment, but as you can see, it's a brightly lit up street, but more importantly, this woman is completely and utterly defeated when this guy runs up behind her and shoves her full force to the ground. Yet, the assault goes on for a minute, and you have a man standing over her, punching her, throwing haymaker after haymaker after haymaker to the face, even though they've already secured her stuff.
These images show some of the suspects using her credit cards at various stores.
And the second verse is the same as the first. It's all smiles and enjoyment when they're caught on surveillance camera later, because again, this wasn't just about a robbery. This wasn't just about targeting somebody vulnerable. Again, another woman was attacked this viciously. This was about having fun. And it's not really fun if they go down in one shot due to one push. Everybody amongst them has to get their licks in.
Data from the 6ABC Neighborhood Safety Tracker shows assaults are on the rise in the area. In the last 3 years, there's been an average of 180 assaults, but in the last 12 months alone, there have been more than 200.
Now, not only is Philadelphia experiencing spikes in crime that are record-breaking in their scope, again, record homicides all time, not record homicides since the 1990s, but it's actually getting worse. This specific area is having more and more assaults, even more than the three-year average.
Near 15th and Chestnut Streets and some stores like this Wendy's, heavy security remains posted at the door.
You know, I remember way back when I saw an image of a McDonald's out of Detroit that basically had that plexiglass like you would have in a bank, bulletproof glass, due to the fact that there were such high levels of criminality. But of course, people who posted these images didn't understand how violent Detroit was. It was then among the top three, and by the way, it still often is among the top three most murderous cities in the United States of America. People called it racism because it was a McDonald's in a black area with that plexiglass. Well, the thing is, the people who own McDonald's are typically franchise owners, so they're people who are from the area or at least live nearby, and I'm pretty sure they have a better sense of the violent crime compared to random people on the internet that live in a fantasy land and want to deny reality. And here we are in Philadelphia looking at some armed security guard in a Wendy's, and this is how people have to live because of the violent crime just getting completely out of hand. As we talked about, one of these instances was late at night, but some of these other instances happened as early as 6 p.m. These violent, insane mob attacks are happening more and more often. They're happening more and more closer to the daytime, and all of these stores that you don't expect to have armed security are either going to have to take that step or allow their employees to be victimized or get robbed time and time again until they shut down.
Just recently, this man says he skirted an attack.
We picked up a paver stone and threw it at the building. I thought he was going to throw it at me and then threw it at a bus.
Now, I don't know why the local news decided to close it out interviewing this guy, because all he's actually saying, and I have to be honest, is that he saw somebody chuck a brick into a store and then chuck it at a bus. This wasn't the near hit, and you could find people who were nearly attacked and end up making the proper evasive maneuvers in order to get out of it. In fact, there are self-defense channels that show circumstances like this almost every day, but instead they interviewed these two guys who talked about how they saw something crazy that isn't as related to what we're talking about, and it really just does not end on a strong note for this news segment. But overall, my takeaway, or what I want you guys to take away, is the fact that a lot of these criminals are doing it for the fun of it, and that might make you uncomfortable. That might not make sense logically, but the thing is, criminals do not operate based on this linear logic that you think they do. Oftentimes, these are unhinged people. These are violent people. These are people looking for an excuse to act out. And this idea that, oh, if you just did public works in their areas or had midnight basketball or any of these other ridiculous programs, that would solve the problem is totally wrongheaded, and it's going to lead you to waste a ton of money without ever addressing the issue. What you need is serious consequences for this behavior. You need to have some of that deterrent effect, but more importantly, when people commit these crimes, you need to remove them from society. You need to jail them. You need to incapacitate them, because if they're behind bars, they're not going to be able to attack people on the streets. It is the most basic form of what you do in a criminal justice system. And for some reason, you have all these people saying, oh, incarceration is so bad, we definitely can't do that, when that's obviously the solution. It's the same people committing crime after crime after crime, and every time you ignore it, give them a slap on the wrist, give them a pass, send them to counseling, summon the social workers from the ether, guess what? The problem gets worse. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social media. Support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the game of criminality in Philadelphia. Till next time.